application.
Case number 12,676, Herbert Reynolds. Seek variances from the front yard setback, side yard setback, and rear yard setback. Maximum lot coverage and separation distance setback requirements for a proposed structure. Sections 115.25, 115.172, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Jasper View Lane within the Massey's Landing Manufactured Home Park. The 911 address is 37269 Jasper View Lane, Millsboro. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 25, Parcel 31, Unit 8874. The applicants are seeking a 5-foot variance from the 5-foot front, side, and rear yard requirements for a proposed detached garage, a 7.18-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between structures in a mobile home park, and a 13% variance from the 35% maximum lot coverage in a mobile home park. We have two letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. It's Herb Reynolds, 37269 Jasper View Lane.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir. You have the floor.
Okay. Before I get started, I would like to thank Amy and Jennifer. They've been very professional, helping guiding me and my wife through the obstacles, or whatever you want to call it, to get us here to this point. So I wanted to thank them. Very professional. Thank you. I wanted to just express a couple things to make sense of what I'm trying to do here. I've been a gearhead basically all my life. I had two businesses that I just recently retired from, restoring cars and also selling parts for Mopar, muscle car era, and I enjoyed that almost my whole life. So I've dwindled everything down that I, the best I could, and in my retirement, I don't want to work professionally on anybody's car. I don't want to do that, but I want to tinker and piddle on my own cars. And to do that, I'm going to need a structure that I can do that with. Now, this wasn't my first choice by any means. There are several things that I try to consider before going to this step. I wanted to raise the house, put it on pylons, and park underneath of it. And I talked to a structural engineer. He said it wouldn't work out in my case. Also looked at getting an off-site shop or off-site garage, like in Millsboro or Long Neck somewhere. And the honest fact is, if I did that, I wouldn't go there. You know, I need something there that I could piddle with. Now, I have like three hobbies. The cars are one, and some of the cars I've kept since my high school days. And they're like my children, you know, in an inanimate way. But the other part is that I like to work on old outboard motors, and I like to have a man cave. And I'm coming from, our house is under contract now, up in Middletown. Like a 3,500 square foot house, and I guess a 40 by 60 shop with a mezzanine and a loft. So I'm trying to find places to put all the stuff that we've accumulated over our years. So that was the second purpose of our shop, was also to facilitate storage for that as well. As she said that we have support of the neighbors directly. I also talked to the neighbor that if there was any maintenance in terms of weeds or moss or anything, that I would take care of that on an as-needed basis going forward if I get approved. I guess I'm up to questions from you guys.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board?
Mr. Reynolds, there's in your application, there's five criteria for a variance. Do you have that, and can you go over those to tell us how you meet the criteria?
I'm not sure I'm aware of the five.
Okay. Do you have your application packet with you where you applied for this?
Yes, I do.
There's a sheet that says criteria for a variance, and it lists uniqueness of the property can't otherwise be developed.
Yes.
Could you go through the criteria and explain how you qualify for this?
Well, we have a very unique lot. Unique lot in the sense that we have I guess it's a sewer pump station on our lot. I don't know if you can see it there. It's delineated on the thing here. And also a telephone pole right smack dab in the center of our lot. So, you know, and the problem is that this is how I bought the property. It was already set up that way. I mean, if I was there and, you know, could go back and do this before I owned it, I would realign things so that I wouldn't even have to need any variances for it, just turning things around. And my neighbors have garages too, so there's precedence is already there for that.
Do you own that pump house?
No, the county does, I believe.
Okay. And it's partially on your property? Okay. Let me go back to my list of criteria. Cannot otherwise be developed. Have you considered building a smaller garage that would be in compliance?
If I did, then I wouldn't have room to do the things that I would like to do. I would have to eliminate things.
Okay. Cannot be created by the applicant. Is the property that's there now, the house, the pump house, all of those, you didn't put any of them on the property?
No, I did not. It's existing.
Do you think the size, I mean, this is an unusually large garage. Will the size of this garage alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
Not at all. In fact, we're kind of midway down. The only one that affected is my direct adjoining neighbor. That's the only one that would be affected by it at all, and they have no problem with it. And it wouldn't change the complexion of the neighborhood either.
The garage you're proposing, it appears to be right up against the property line on three sides.
That's correct, yes.
Okay. If the garage walls are up against the property line, are you going to have the overhang of your roof sticking over your neighbor's property?
I asked that there was no overhang on the roof.
Okay.
How will you maintain that part of the property?
I had told the neighbor if I got approved, that if they saw anything or if I see anything, you know, when I go come home, you know, if there's any weeds or moss or anything on there, that I would take care of it as an unneeded basis.
What would our concern, one of our concerns would probably be in a situation like this is what would happen if your neighbor sold their home? And you have something like this right on a property line that you would have to now ask for permission from them to physically be on their property.
Well, I would talk to them.
And they weren't as easy to get along with as these other. And they have a right to be on, they have a right to their property just as much as you do.
Oh, yeah. But it would be their benefit for me to maintain it. And I would.
But to hear, the question I'm asking is, would you have to be on your neighbor's property physically to maintain this shed?
Yes.
But you said that it wouldn't change the character of the neighborhood. Do you know of any other garages you can reference in your neighborhood that are 1,080 square feet?
I don't know the exact dimensions of their garage, but directly across from me, two of my neighbors have garages, multi-car garages, yes. I don't know, to be honest with you, I don't know their square footage.
Yes. Thank you.
Sir, is there any flooding issues?
I'm sorry?
Is there any flooding issues on that lot?
Yes and no. As it goes up to the road, it's not. It's about halfway. So I in the site work, you know, I would have to build it up, I guess, a foot or two.
Okay. That block your neighbor's view or anything?
No more than it is now.
Okay. How tall will it be?
It'd be one story. I'm not sure the exact amount. 18 foot. I honestly don't know.
Mr. Reynolds,
Will the roof on this proposed garage be pitched?
Yes.
And you've indicated that the roof line will stop at the property line, and so I guess, speaking to Mr. Corman's question, we're going to generate water runoff from the garage if it is built. Is that correct?
I guess it would, unless I guttered it, and then I guess the gutter would be a little bit over.
Okay. And then according to your survey, you're proposing this garage be 7.41 feet from the edge of pavement on Jasper View?
Yes.
Okay. And if you built a smaller garage that didn't come out as far towards Jasper View Lane and was in line with your neighbors in terms of property line, you're indicating that that would not accomplish what you're trying to do?
Well, if we're talking a couple feet, 4 or 5 feet, sure, I could probably cut it down that. I'd be more than happy to.
Well, again, one of the questions we have to look at is line of sight and people coming in and out of their driveways.
Yes.
You have a proposed garage that runs the full width of your property, correct?
Yes, the width, yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Your neighbor who is would be facing the back side of this, actually it would be a side. You're coming in, coming through the front, the actual left side. Your neighbor who's facing that left side, they have a bump out at their home. What is that? Is that like a deck where they sit?
Like a living room or fun room or whatever.
My question is that area, do you think that would obstruct their view of whatever they had? Is that a lagoon behind you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that building would obstruct their view from
to their right
if they're sitting in their living room? You don't think that building going all the way back to the water, pretty close to, would obstruct their view?
I have there's a shed that's there, that's been there since I bought the place, and that would be the obstruction that they're currently seeing now anyway.
How tall is the shed?
The current shed. I'd say maybe 12 foot or so.
And deep. How deep is it?
How deep's what?
How tall? It's 12 feet.
About that.
How wide?
I think it's like 10 foot. I'm not sure, but I think
that's
12 foot.
Not close to what you're proposing, I can tell you
no,
that.
No, but in terms of your question, the line of sight, yes. It's blocking that if you're trying to look down the lagoon, mm-hmm.
Thank you. Further questions?
Mr. Reynolds, I did the math earlier, and it seems to me that you could do a garage of about 400 square feet, and you would be in compliance based on the lot coverage requirement here. It says that it's 870 square feet over what's allowed for your lot coverage. I just want to ask again, have you considered trying to build a small garage that's going to be in compliance?
I thought of that, and the equipment that I've amassed, the cars that I need to put in there, you're talking about a 20 by 20 is 400 square feet. I just couldn't feasibly do that. I wouldn't have a man cave. I wouldn't be able to work on my outboards. And I barely put 20 foot cars like 18, 20 feet. I couldn't even be able to really walk around it.
One of the things the courts have said is that if the practical difficulty arises from the uniqueness of the property, then we can grant variances. But if it arises from the desired use of the property owner rather than from the uniqueness of the property, then in a case like that, we don't necessarily have the authority to grant variances.
Well, if we change it just a little bit, based off what you said, if that pump house wasn't there, if that telephone pole wasn't there, I could actually put my garage in front of my house going this way.
You would still require variances.
But not as many,
You'd still require the lot coverage variance, you'd still need a front yard setback variance.
And then that would be it, yes.
I don't have any other questions, thank you.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
I just want to make sure I understand, because there's two things here. There's an existing shed and a sump pump shown in your front yard. Is that collectively the pump station, those two structures, or is it just the sump pump?
No, it's just the pump itself.
Okay, so you already have an existing shed in the front yard?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ms. Norwood, what's the front yard setback? Is it 5 foot front yard setback? So that shed complies?
Correct.
And you would not be able to put any garage in the front yard that would provide you some relief?
Where the telephone pole's located? And
where exactly is the telephone pole that you're referencing?
Yeah, it's right there. Right there.
Now, is that on your property?
Yes, it's on my property.
It's not, because there appears to be that seven, how far is that telephone pole from the road, the edge of the road?
I didn't measure it. I'm thinking maybe 10, 15 foot.
Okay. Yeah, I think Mr. Warfel correctly stated what some of the issues that this board has is that it has to be due to some unique physical characteristic to the property. Mm-hmm. And
I'm the only one that has that. It's pretty unique.
I understand. So. But it's also quite unusual for this board to get, and I can't recall my 10 years of being the board's attorney that we've ever had someone come to us and ask for basically 100% variance on the side, rear, and front. So I mention that because I think you were talking about it, but I didn't catch it all. Could this thing be smaller?
In terms of smaller, how much do you mean?
What's the minimum size that this garage could be for you to have the use that you're intending for it?
I would,
because the standard here is that one of the standards is that this has to be the minimum variance to afford relief. So in other words,
okay,
if you can do with less, you have to prove that this is the least amount that you can deal with. It is, I mean, like I said before, 100% variance on front side and rear is not something that we typically see.
Yeah, I could probably go 10 foot less, and that would be 5 in the back, 5 in the front, or 10 from the front.
Well, if you did that, you wouldn't need a front or a side.
That's right.
A front or a rear.
Yes.
So is
And that to your question, I could do that. You know,
is there a reason why the garage couldn't be moved off of the side? Closer to the house? Because there does appear to be a gap there between your house and the garage.
Yeah, 20 foot. You mean the 20 foot?
No. It's right now your garage is proposed to be on the western side property line.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then your home is to the east side of the proposed garage.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
As I'm looking at your site plan here, it appears that the garage, there's a gap, and I apologize, I don't see the distance, but it appears to be at least a few feet between the garage and the side of the house.
That's a good point, and that's one of the uniquenesses. There's no entrance to my house from the front. The entrance to my house is actually from the back, and the only way you can get to that entrance is the steps on the side.
Is there, if you remove the garage, because I'm guessing that's not a lot of access there on the side, is that right?
To the house, you mean?
Correct. If you put that garage there, it doesn't appear you would have much.
I would have to cut down. My steps are approximately 5.5 foot wide. I'd have to cut them down to like 3 foot wide instead of 5.5 foot wide.
And just looking at this, you had mentioned there's some flooding issues in the front yard. Is that right?
To the lagoon side.
On the lagoon side?
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So putting this structure up there, as I see it, based on your surveyor's calculations, it's going to increase the impervious surface almost double. It goes from 1,800 and thereabout square foot to about almost to over 3,100 square foot of impervious surface. Do you have any concerns about the implications for stormwater or flooding with this structure there?
Yeah, that's a good point. The way that my site is tapered, that any runoff would spill right into the lagoon.
Yeah, but aren't you having issues with that lagoon, with flooding from there?
Well, it crests the docks, yes. Okay. I my house is like 3-4 foot up, so I really don't have any problems, you know, with me personally, with water intrusion.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Any further questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12676? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12676? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. I have Ann on the line, and your line is open.
Hello, this is Ann LaTour. I'm an employee with Sussex County. I'm calling it to catch the line.
Thank you, Ann.
You're welcome.
At this time, there is currently no one else standing by.
Thank you. If there are no further questions, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case number 12676 for Mr. Reynolds for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The uniqueness of this property does not create an exceptional practical difficulty, and it can be developed, it can be reasonably developed without variances.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12676 has been denied.